Welcome to Enlightenment of Change with Connie Whitman of Whitman & Associates. Here's Connie.
Welcome to Enlightenment of Change on webtalkradio.net. I'm your host, Connie Whitman. So I just want every week as you guys tune in, you know my wish is for me and my guests to help you shift your perspective as it relates to, of course, change, because the show is Enlightenment of Change. I also hope that you feel my guests and my passion for helping you on that journey, navigating whatever change you're going through. So for me, I'm hoping that after each episode, you take the tools, recommendations, strategies, tips, implement them immediately. Movement is a good thing. Movement is what creates the change that you're seeking. So whether you're looking to grow your business, grow your client base, make more money, just have a happier life, I hope that my guests and I provide details for you to be able to do that. So my motivational quote today is by Joanne Kenrick, and she says, Have you ever met someone for the first time, but in your heart you feel as if you've met them before? Now, do you believe in reincarnation, and do you think that perhaps that past life could be impacting how you see and navigate the world around you today? Now, do you feel that understanding your past may actually enable your life choices today? And what if I told you that past life exploration is not about the past, it's actually about the present? An interesting notion to ponder for all of us. So today, of course, I have an amazing guest for you. And her name, she's back for the second time, I think, is Joanne DiMaggio. No, Joanne has a book out, I Did It Myself Again, New Life Between Lives. New Life Between Lives case studies show how your soul's contract is guiding your life. Now, Joanne has given talks on the subject of past life exploration and soul writing to audiences across the country. Additionally, she's been the guest on nearly 70 radio programs and has had several articles published in Venture Inward. She has been professionally pursuing past life research and therapy for over 30 years. She doesn't look old enough to be doing that for 30 years, and once headed her own past life research center, where she interacted with some of the country's leading past life professionals. She's the author of 6 books, still writing more, so look out for them. And Joanne conducts private sessions at the Unity Holistic Healing Center, a service of Unity of Charlottesville, of which she is the director. Holy smoke, she's so talented. Please help me welcome my amazing guest, Joanne, to the show. So, Jo, thanks for being on.
Thanks, Connie. I'm really glad to be here again with
you. Second show, right, that we're doing?
Yeah, second.
I lose track. When I find people that I love and their topic resonates and I feel like my listeners will really kind of get into the nooks and crannies of their brains to, you know, make those shifts of change, I always ask people back. So thank you again for coming on, you know, for the second time. So give my listeners an idea of what drew you to this work in the first place, because it's very interesting and fascinating.
Well, you know, I grew up Catholic, and I had a lot of questions growing up that didn't seem right to me about why we're only given this one chance on Earth, and if we make a mistake, God forbid, we go directly to hell, you know? We don't confess that sin. So I thought, well, I don't understand this. I don't understand how a loving God could only give us, you know, one opportunity. So I started to open my mind to answers. I was looking for answers from the universe. And as a teenager, I stumbled across some books on reincarnation that were, the first book I read was A Search for Bridie Murphy. That was pretty famous in the 50s. Then I read books by Ruth Montgomery and Jess Stern. I read about Edgar Cayce. And suddenly these things were starting to gel. It was starting to make sense about the whole concept of karma. So, I pursued that for a while, didn't really recognize that I was getting into reincarnation at all until 1987, when Shirley MacLaine's book, Out on a Limb, became a miniseries. I remember it ran on ABC in January of 87, and that was my big wake-up call. And ever since then, I've been passionately pursuing past life research and therapy and education. So that's just been my passion all these years.
It's fascinating because really it started you know, when you were a kid, many, many years ago. And yet that pivotal moment was the movie, right? That all of a sudden you thought, yeah, this is making more sense to me. The other thing that's fascinating over your lifetime, as you've explored this topic, investigated, researched, et cetera, and developed and honed your own skills, it's becoming more mainstream, which is kind of fascinating as well. So I love when my guests come on and they share that kind of pivotal moment where this is what I'm meant to do, and the passion is ignited and it becomes so clear. And I love that, because I hope my listeners are raising their awareness of when you have those pivotal moments, like, go for it, because that's when you have the clarity. Don't let your ego talk you out of it. No, you can't make money. No, how are you going to raise a family? No, you can't. Instead of, how can I? Because this is igniting something within me. So thank you for sharing that, because I think that in and of itself is such a critical message that I really hope the listeners just heard, because those pivotal moments happen for all of us, I think, anyway.
Yeah, I call them the aha moments, and we get those when I do regression work with people. You'll see it. You'll see how they shift all of a sudden. Like, suddenly everything makes sense, you know. And that's why this sort of therapy is so effective. And most people only need one session, because they get right to the heart of it.
And it's interesting, just everybody, Joanne did a regression therapy on me. I was so curious after our show that I asked her to work with me. And I didn't know if I could get into that kind of hypnotic resting state. And I did. And it was very emotional, which is funny, Joanne, because and I didn't really know Joanne well, guys. And I don't cry. Like, when I cry, it's usually a release, but I don't cry. Like, I'm the type, pull up your big girl pants, move on, right? Figure it out. And Joanne did the regression on me, right, Joanne? And I was bawling, and I was embarrassed, because these emotions from a past life where I was actually a man came up. And afterwards, I really pondered, and you gave me such beautiful notes to reflect on and read and think about. And you can't not help but think about, after you have these moments of recollection that felt so real, my heart in my past life, it was a broken heart, really of a distressed life. And I really thought about, what is that telling me today? Because that's your message. You know, what is the past telling you about today? And I had to do some real self-reflection on that, because I push so hard because of that previous life that I don't allow myself downtime, which is really dangerous, because I feel like that life was wasted, and really wasn't. It was just a very heart-wrenching life, and it was a hard life that now I feel like I have to make up for that. And that's crazy. You don't have to make up for, it's the lesson you're supposed to learn now. So that was like, holy crap moment for me. So, right?
One of the things I mentioned to you is that a lot of people will say, oh, I think I'm making this whole thing up. Well, I can't make you cry. I can't make you do anything in a session that you wouldn't normally do. And actually, that when you're able to tap into emotion like that, that's a signal that that's a real memory. That's not something you're making up, because why would you make that up? Why would you put yourself through that? You know, so I think that and I tell people, you know, feel free to cry. Feel free to laugh. Feel free to yell. Do whatever you want to do, because you are inhabiting that body again. You are back to being that person again. And now you have a voice. You know, that life that you went to is exceptionally sad.
Exceptionally sad.
And I felt the sadness myself along with you, because I was traveling with you as you re-experienced his life. And but I think it was exceptionally valuable to you. And also to me, I learned something too when I go on these journeys with clients. It was wonderful.
Yeah, and you know, it was funny, this particular gentleman, it was in the early 1800s out west, and just a real tragic life that was ripped from him, and his name was Jeb, right? So the J, both of my boys, because afterwards I let my kids and my husband, so how was it? And I was like, oh my God. And as I was thinking about the regression, I was getting very emotional with them. And my younger son said, Jeb, he goes, and you named us John and James. And I was like, the J for me, for some reason, is important. Don't know why. Now I know why, right? Like, why did I name them John and James? Well, one was after my dad, right? His name is John. So, you know, you do that. But why did James, like, where did that? There's no James in my family that you name after an aunt or an uncle or somebody. So that was an interesting. I never told you that too, Joanne. That was after the fact. My younger son said, well, that's funny. You both, you know, you named us both this, with the J's. And I thought, oh, yeah, J is important to me. Really weird, but it's not. And just, can I share one more thing, Joanne? I really want you to talk, but I just think this is so important. As I was going through it, like my air conditioning came on. So guys, I was like, oh, the AC went on. Literally in the middle of this regression as I'm crying, I'm like, oh, the AC went on. Oh yeah, I'm a little chilly. I'm glad I have this blanket on. Like that thought popped through my head. So you're highly aware of everything. It's not like Joanne makes you cluck like a chicken. It's not
can't
that
do
at
it.
All.
Can't do it. Sorry.
Yeah, exactly. So that was kind of, that was interesting too, that I was in full control. My mind was fully capable of understanding what was going around in my surroundings as well. I had a tissue, right? I grabbed the tissue at one point. So just don't think this is like woo woo. You know, she's going to make you cluck like a chicken or bark like a dog. It's not that at all.
Remember I told you that it's like the state that we're looking for is, when you're first waking up in the morning and you're in bed and you're lying there and you're feeling really heavy under the mattress,
yes,
it's like your eyes are still closed, but you know exactly where you are. You
yep.
could open your eyes and get up at any time.
Yep.
Nothing is stopping you, but you don't want to because you're just so deeply relaxed.
Yep.
So that's the state that you were in. But like, yeah, you could hear the traffic on the street. You can hear a plane flying overhead. Yeah, all of that is all that's possible, but you just don't allow yourself to get distracted. You're still following that path life.
It's true.
Yeah.
And that's why I wanted to mention that, because I know some people are fearful, like they're not in control. And I'm a control freak. I was fully in control. I felt very safe with you as well. I will tell you that. Obviously, if I cried like a baby in front of you, there's got to be an element of trust there, right? So it's interesting. And I know people, guys, you're getting to know Connie Whitman pretty well right now, right? Like the other side of Connie. But here's the thing. When I am introduced, and that's really what the show is about, right, Joe? It's exactly what I said at the beginning. Change your perspective. So for me, this was like a holy crap moment of who knew and how fascinating. And that's why I had to have you back on the show, because I really want people to not be afraid or not think she's out of her mind now. Like Connie's lost it. This Joanne is a wackadoo. Not the case at all. You're a very normal person. You know, you're lovely. We've become friends, right? So why is this whole concept of this past lives, there's so much documented now, and there really is so much scientific information out there. Why is it controversial, and what are some of the common criticisms that you kind of have to address with people, just like we're talking about now?
Well, the first one I think is that, you know, you're making it all up. And I've had people, that's one of the main questions people will say to me, I'm afraid I'm going to be making it all up, like this is a fantasy of mine. And what I say to them is, you know, really think about that. Would you spend time making up a story that most of the time is painful or has a trauma involved in it or an illness or something like that? I mean, there are many that are happy. I don't want the listeners to think that it's always going to be a trauma and they're going to be, you know, distraught. Now, sometimes they go to a really happy lifetime just to show them that that is a possibility, you know, that you are entitled to that as well, that you're just working through some things and these happy lifetimes really help you to, they're like your respite. So you may have a real difficult lifetime and then you say, I'm going to just go back to earth and have a good time. And you're entitled to that. And I say to them, so would you have made up that story, driven to my office when I was, now I don't work out of my office.
Now we Zoom.
Would you have driven all the way to my office, come in there, spent 2 or 3 hours with me, tell me this ridiculous story of yours, and I say ridiculous because some of it is really where you wouldn't believe it in normal.
Sure.
And then pay me for the privilege of listening to you and then driving all the way back home again? I mean, I don't know. That I tell them, you know, you're not making it up. And again, having the emotion is a proof that you're not making it up, because I can't make you cry. or anything like that.
Yeah, plus the detail that comes out. Like, as you were asking questions, you know, what is the surroundings? What are you feeling? What, you know, who's around you? What are you wearing? It was vivid. So,
yeah.
And
yeah.
That's what was startling, I think, to me, too. It was vivid. Like, I could tell you what his hair color was, what he was wearing, his complexion. Weird. And you see it a lot, like it, you're watching a movie, but
yeah.
It's vivid. It's very vivid.
Yeah.
So that was fascinating.
You could smell things, too.
Yeah.
You could touch them. You know, I'll say, touch your hair, feel the texture of your hair, and people could do that and describe it to me.
Yeah.
Remembering, the other thing is the cryptoamnesia issue, which is people who, and Dr. Ian Stevenson was mostly concerned about that. It's like if you saw a movie or you read a book at some point in your life, then that information got registered in your brain, and you're spitting it back out to me like it was real. But it was something you read or something you saw.
Sure.
So that's one of the criticisms of it. Some people think, especially the religious background is such that they're, that's just not what I was taught.
Yeah.
So it can't be, you know. Another thing, scientists and psychologists don't accept the concept of reincarnation. We know that's starting to change a little bit. And that it's an Eastern idea and it's not part of our Western world culture.
Yeah.
That's another criticism. Or we're having DNA memories, they think. You know, well, I have news for you. You could go and swab your cheek all you want and send it off to one of those DNA heritage places, and it won't give you your soul's journey because we change bodies every lifetime. And then nobody has come back to tell us about the afterlife. Well, that also isn't true. There are people, especially people who have had near-death experiences, who are coming back with very vivid descriptions of what they're seeing, and they're all lining up. I mean, the near-death experiencers are actually coming back into their physical bodies again, whereas people that are passing over, you know, are going off into the afterlife. But that process in between is pretty much the same that people are describing. So, yeah, there's a lot of criticism of it. It makes people uncomfortable. They want to know why do so many people think that they're Cleopatra or, you know, Thomas Jefferson or Napoleon, you know, why are there so many famous people? Well, you know, that's a whole book unto itself. But so there's those kinds of needling at little pieces here and there. But I tell you that people that are skeptical who come in and have a regression, they walk out believers. There's no doubt in their mind that this is real and it really did happen. So I think that's the best way to learn about it is just to do it yourself, whether you believe in it or not.
Yeah, and see, I do believe in reincarnation. What was that book the doctor wrote? He helped the woman, he was a psychiatrist, and he helped the young lady go back. She was on all sorts of medicines because of anxiety.
Oh, Dr. Brian Weiss.
What was the name?
Was it Dr. Brian Weiss?
What was the name of the book? Past Lives?
I don't remember.
It was Dr. Weiss. I think that... Yes.
I don't know.
Yes.
He's written some. I don't remember. Yeah, I know what you mean.
The one where he helped the young lady, and he was able to go back and look at documented history that everything she said was spot on, and she had never studied this stuff. Like, she had no idea about that past stuff. So it is becoming more mainstream. I definitely agree with that. I think the thing that I find the most fascinating, Joanne, is being able to look back and see how it's affecting you now in today's, you know, our life today, you know, me as Connie Whitman, you as Joanne DiMaggio. So I find that piece fascinating because, you know, as a business owner, right, I wrote that book, right, became an international bestseller. And then I'm launching my, you know, masterclass to help more people, right, to get my name out there more. And I often think, like, why are you doing that? And because I want to help people, because this other life, right, was so sad and isolated. He helped no one because of just the distress in his life. And now I feel like I'm the polar opposite of that, you know, wanting to help more and not wasting this life. And I don't want people to think like I wasted a previous life, but he had such tragedy that he just couldn't move forward and just isolated himself and lived in the tragedy, which is tragic in of itself. So I feel like I'm the polar opposite. opposite of that now, business owner, book writer, you know, creating master classes, becoming international, and, you know, all of these authorities that you're owning. And at the core, it's like, wow, am I doing this? Almost a disbelief. But now I understand where that drive and need to help is coming from. So that was, that was also fascinating too, because you think, oh yeah, you know, sales con, that's what you do. You've done it for 38 years, but why am I so driven to bring it to the masses? And even more importantly, to go international, like why? And now I understand that drive. It's not, and it's for me, Joanne, it's interesting. Yeah. I want to make money. Of course I have bills to pay, kids in college and all that. We all do, right? You work, you do work 'cause you have to make money. For me, though, it's really coming from this place of service, and I'm good at it, and I love it. So it's like, whoa, the trifecta, it's a win-win. But now I know where that drive and desire comes from. It makes me feel good that I'm doing something worthwhile in this lifetime, and I'm helping people. Yay. Like, to me, that's the win, right? So that's the fascinating thing, I think, with regression is too. But yeah, it's like you said, you have to give it the shot, right, and try it.
Yeah.
What, are there, when you do the regression, are there some common concepts that you learn from understanding those, you know, that regression or that reincarnation?
Sure. There's just some really common questions that people ask of their own lives that they're not getting answers to. The biggest one is, why am I here? I get that all the time. What, I don't know why I'm here. I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing. I don't know anything about what is the soul's mission. I don't get it. I don't know what that is. Other people are dealing with relationship issues with their parents or their siblings or their spouses or friends or colleagues, and they don't understand why they have the same pattern over and over and over again with these people. It just keeps repeating. No matter what they do, the relationship issue comes up over and over again. Others want to know, why do I lack self-confidence or self-esteem? Why am I overeating or undereating? Why do I feel abandoned or unworthy? Why do I feel distrustful and bitter all the time? Why am I dealing with this chronic illness? I did a whole book about how we could trace our chronic illnesses in this life to a past life that it started in a previous lifetime. That's Karma Can Be a Real Pain. There was in that book, I did 50 regressions on people who came in with arthritis and heart disease and diabetes and just all of these chronic illnesses, and they wanted to know, you know, where in the world did this come from? I think I told this story before about a woman who came in with head-to-toe psoriasis. She wanted to know what was the source of the psoriasis. And so she went back to a past life in which she was a call girl in the Old West. And when I asked her, what were your last thoughts as your soul is leaving your body when she died in that life, her answer was, I don't want to be touched again. So she manifests a skin condition in this life in which nobody wants to touch her. It's those last thoughts, when you pass over, they're extremely powerful. And I do look at that. Another man in that study had arthritis, but only in his thumbs. And he couldn't understand, why do I only have arthritis in my thumbs? He went back to a life in which he was in the Civil War. He was a Confederate soldier in the Civil War. And he was in the cavalry, and he used to use saber, would aim at the thumbs of the Union soldiers and try to cut those off or damage them so that they couldn't hold a gun or a saber. He didn't want to kill them. So now he has arthritis only in his thumb. So it is the most fascinating thing. We had many, many spontaneous healings in that. Because once you find the root cause of something, you can heal it. And that happened in a good percentage of the people in my study. And if you couldn't heal it, at least you'd understand it. You'd understand where this came from.
Sure.
And that changes your perspective about life. So, yeah, so there's all kinds of questions. You know, what's holding me back? Healers that would come to me would be wondering, why? I have a feeling I should be a healer. I want to be a healer, but something's holding me back. Well, they would go back to a life in which they were healers in a previous lifetime, but they were persecuted. So they'd be out in the woods looking for herbs and things, and they would have had their head over their shoulder because they're afraid somebody was going to come up from behind them and grab them and throw them in the jail.
Sure.
Or, you know, they'd lose their lives. So it answers almost every question. I'd say it answers every question that you might have. It'll give you the reason why things are. And it's balancing the karma from that previous lifetime. Once you know that, then you can set your life in a direction in which you could work on those issues and then get beyond them.
It's really fascinating. And in my intro is, how does the past affect today? And that's exactly the answer, right? That, you know, the arthritis with the thumbs, the, you know, eczema or whatever it was over her entire body, right? All of those things that you could go back, you know, and it was funny. The first question you asked is, what's my sole purpose? Right. And I know what my sole purpose is. It is to teach and educate, which is funny because to me, most people hate the word sales. And I think sales is all about, my whole sales career has always been about who's in front of me, how can I educate them so that they see clearly what I see of what they need, right, depending on what I was selling. And when you have that clarity and you speak authentically and with your heart, because I believe selling through love, right? So I know that's corny and whatever, but that's how I roll. When I sell, it's educating. And I always knew from when I was a little kid, I was supposed to be a teacher, but it was funny. I didn't want to be a teacher in academia. That never enticed me. It was teaching at a different level. And now I found my path, and I'm extremely passionate about what I do, because for me, it's always about the education so that the person, you're teaching them how to make their life better with whatever you're selling. It doesn't matter. So that's interesting. And with the regression I did, I always knew I was on the right path. I always knew what my passion was, all of those things. But after that, I realized, again, I mentioned this before, and I'll just reiterate it, it was the international, helping more. So that, I love sitting with one-on-one with people and teaching them. Yay. I mean, that fills my soul too. But if I could get to even more people, it's like, holy crap. That's like, that's the big win, right? But not the big win for me, maybe monetarily, yeah, that would be great. But it's that big win of helping so many people. That's awesome, right? So that, because he didn't help anybody in his past, that was the karmic balance. I guess you just said that was the karmic balance for me. So,
yeah. I mean, that's what we went over in your session, which I do with all the sessions, is let's find a parallel between the previous life and this life. What's going on in Connie's life that was going on in Jeb's life? Because then that's how you tie the two together, and that's how you learn what direction you need to go into to resolve those issues.
Yeah. And you know what's funny, Joe? I didn't even think about this until right now. We had done that earlier in the year, and I think you and I did it. It was either pre-COVID or COVID was just happening. So
It was in May.
So yeah. So we're in the midst of COVID, and I pivoted and shifted my entire business. And since then, I feel like everything amped up since that regression. And maybe because I felt I was on the right path and there was more clarity for me. And I didn't think about that until just right now. So that's kind of interesting how it flew into high gear after that regression. Hadn't thought about that till right now. Fascinating.
Yeah.
To see?
Yeah.
Gosh, it's like the gift that keeps on giving.
That's what I told you. I said that at the end of the session, because Spirit knows that you've indicated that you're willing to see this for your present life, and so it'll present you with. And I said you might have a dream. Watch for synchronicities. You might have a flash while you're taking a shower or driving in your car listening to music. It's just amazing. I mean, it happens to me all the time. I mean, my soul's purpose is to empower and inspire through the written word, which I think is why, you know, my use of soul writing is such a pivotal part of my work. Because I always saw myself, and I put this on my website, as a reporter for the universe. So what I like to do is to just do my research. I like to gather information, and then I want to present it to the public. And all my books are basically all based on research projects. They aren't me pontificating over what I think you should believe in. I want you to read other people's experiences and identify with those. Yeah. Like the last book was on life between lives. So that went into the whole subject of what does it feel like to die? Because so many of us are fearful of death, but yet the majority of people, actually all of them in my project, said it's no big deal. It's painless. I feel like I'm free. I'm floating. Oh, it's all good. it's all good. So those are the kinds of questions, you know, in the life between life session, which goes beyond the regression session. Those are, they can be done separately or together. But the life between life will go into things like, what is my soul's purpose? What are my karmic issues? What are my karmic attributes? Why did I pick this body that I'm in? You know, why am I female? You know, and what kind of memory triggers? What's going on in my life that's triggering a memory of that past life, or spirit's trying to trigger a memory of that past life to remind you? And also, you know, seeing people, the whole deja vu experience is explained there too. So it's really kind of a comprehensive look at how you planned Connie's life. You decided, you know, I've got these issues from, it could have been Jeb's life or it could have been a different life because we didn't do the life between life. And when you see that you planned this out very carefully and you got some help from, you know, guidance counselors on the other side, you realize that this was of your choosing for a specific reason, because there were lessons that you wanted to learn.
Yeah.
Or gifts that you wanted to share.
Yeah.
And so I think it's just, of all the transformational tools that are out there, I think this is one of the most powerful ones. And like I said, you only need to do it once. You don't need to keep coming back, you know, month after month after month, unless you want to. You know, I was dealing with an 18th century life of mine for years, because, you know, you can only get so much in one session, but I was just obsessed with this life. And so one of the reasons I moved to Virginia was chasing this life. So, but most people one time will open it up for them and give them the answers that they're needing. And that's what's so powerful about this method of healing.
Yeah. And it's funny because, you know, I'm a finance person, right? I'm a numbers person. So I'm all about analytics, and that it's got to make sense, because otherwise it's wrong, right? That very black and white. And as I'm aging, I'm finding so much gray that it feels good, because it's not so, you know, 1 + 1 = 2, you know, 1 + 1 = 11 now. What? So yeah, you have that combination of stuff going on, and you as a resource, I'm embracing that, because here's the other interesting thing, Joanne, I think, meeting people like you, like, why was I introduced to you? Am I frozen? Did I freeze?
No, you were frozen.
Yeah, I was for a second. I heard it beeping. Sorry, guys. Sorry about the little intrusion. We're back. Technology, you gotta love it. But yeah, so that's, interesting to me too, that the people you meet, so that you can explore these different realms that would have never, you know, never ever introduced into my world. You know, MBA in finance here, thank you very much. You know, economics major, and now I'm looking at regression therapy. Like, what? Blow my mind, blow your mind. So yeah, cool stuff. We're out of time. So what would be the last thing that you would like our listeners, let's leave the listeners with one more, or your tips, so that they aren't afraid to do this? What would that be for you?
It's your birthright to know who you are on a soul level. And all of the memories of all your past lives are already storehoused in your soul and in what we call the Akashic Records. Every thought, word, and deed that you ever had is in there. So it's there for a reason. It's there to help you, to guide you in this life. So don't be afraid to pursue it, because it's a God-given gift to you.
Absolutely. And it's cool. I know, like, Joanne's cool. Like, that's how you want to be known. It's cool. But it really is such a, it was really an enlightening experience. And you, again, I want to just emphasize, guys listening, I trusted Joanne. That I thought was important, because I was very vulnerable, and I don't like being vulnerable, right? I'm a tough chick. Like, that's how I look at myself. And you made me feel safe and very, very calm, comfortable, like all of those things. So if you're apprehensive about that, I can't recommend Joanne enough. So here's the deal. Check Joanne out. Go to her website. It's joannedimaggio.com. So it's J-O-A-N-N-E and then D-I-M-A-G-G-I-O.com. Also, for me, guys, go to my website. I have so much going on. The book is there. It's on the resource page, whitmanassociates.com. /resource. I have my ESP, the Easy Sales Process Masterclass. It's digital. You get me for 9 weeks, group coaching calls, videos, workbooks, freebies, ton of good stuff on that. And that's WhitmanAssociates.com. /ESP masterclass. Check that out. I think that has its own tab on my website. I'm giving away so much free resource on the resource page. So go check that out as well. I'm blowing it up, guys. I'm blowing it up. You just heard me tell Joanne, for me, it's about getting the information out there and helping people, whatever that means to you. If you're a sales leader, you're running a business and you need my help, that's what I'm here for. I'm all about educating. So check out my resources. Go to my website. It's all there, WhitmanAssociates.com. Again, check Joanne out. I believe you all need a regression or soul writing or whatever is going to resonate with you. Go to JoanneDiMaggio.com. Joanne, thank you again for coming on. So appreciated. Love having you. Love our discussions. Thank you again. Also, guys, if you're listening to this show on YouTube, please comment below. If you're listening this on the podcast app, I'd love if you would give me a 5-star review or whatever review you feel is honest and write a review of something you learned, because that inspires me as well. Or if there's something that you would like me to cover with guests, let me know. I've got your back. I will figure it out. I know so many people. I'll get the right person on for information you're seeking. So please use me as a resource. Again, YouTube, please comment below. Podcast, please write a review, email me, go to my website, contact page. Let me know what you're thinking and what you want to hear. I would love to inspire you or continue to inspire you with my guests and myself. So thanks. Thanks again for joining me. Thanks, Joanne, so much for another great show. And you guys, please join me weekly as we question, build, and discover together that no matter what change you're going through, we've got you. We're sharing that information to help you progress and navigate with ease and grace. So you've been listening to Enlightenment of Change on Web Talk Radio. I'm your host, Connie Whitman. Thank you, all of you, for joining me. Have a wonderful week. And I hope you have a week where you opened your mind to all that is possible and all that we truly deserve. Take care, everybody.